All right, Bill Barty, for a little January entertainment, we have one of the most favorite things that we ever do at Jesse Brown's, story time.
That's right. It's Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's, Thursday, January 31st, 6 to 8 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure, three 20-minute stories broken down for your listening pleasure. All you have to do is go over to jessebrowns.com for more information, or better yet, just show up. We'll have some food, some snacks, and then we'll open up the storyteller stage. And the way it really started out is we had some wonderful stories being told to us through the years, and we decided, you know what, here at Jesse Brown's, let's share these with our community. And our community is a wonderful thing, but it is expanded all the way up, not just the confines of Charlotte, but all the way up to our friends in Mount Airy. And one of our storytellers hails from Mount Airy, Ben Webb, who is going to tell the story Fish Hippie, Goodbye to Walker's K. And Don, before we bring Ben on, I'll tell you there's a lot going on in Mount Airy, so, and it also provides me my big word of the day. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Viticulturalist. Ben is a viticulturalist. We're going to find out what that is right
okay.
now. Ben, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors and the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to be here.
So, Ben, what is a viticulturalist?
Viticulture is the art of growing grapes.
Hey, now we're talking.
He's a grape farmer.
I like that. I like those white seedless
grapes.
I'm all for those white seedless grapes.
Well, you know what? We'll go into that right now and find out what kind of grapes Ben does, because he is has a winery and a vineyard, and that's kind of where it all started. Ben, tell us about the North State Winery.
Well, Old North State Winery, we're based in Mount Airy on Main Street in downtown Mount Airy. Open 7 days a week. We grow lots of grapes, from Rieslings and Petit Mansings and Chardonnay to all the way from Merlots and Cabs to Chamberson, and lots of different grapes, and even into the Muscadine world. We have another farm in Wilson, North Carolina, where we grow our Muscadines.
I'm a big fan of Rieslings. Tell me about the Rieslings.
Yeah, our Rieslings, it's a great Riesling. It's a semi-sweet, all Yakin Valley fruit. We're actually the northernmost vineyard in the Yakin Valley, to my knowledge. We're about 4 or 5 miles from the winery. Since the winery is in downtown, our grapes aren't grown on site there, but our farm is just a few miles north of Mount Airy.
Well, we have a fantastic brand that has nothing to do with wine, I don't think, or doesn't have any alcohol in it that I know of. It's an apparel and lifestyle company called Fish Hippie. And Fish Hippie was really born through the Old North State Vineyard and the Old North State Winery. Tell us about the brand Fish Hippie that you co-founded.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Fish Hippie is an outdoor lifestyle brand, and we are we're all about the finer side of outdoor living. And we make all the products kind of range from sportswear to sports casual wear, all the way to fishing related stuff, to just really cover the gamut of outdoor living.
Well, and both of those brands, as you said, located downtown Mount Airy. But Ben Webb, you've been going through a whole bunch of updates, demos, and improvements, if you will, that are upcoming in downtown Mount Airy. Tell us about how that is coming about and what the grand plan is for that part of our state and that part of town in Mount Airy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, adjacent to the winery was a tobacco warehouse that was built in the early 30s. And we were getting ready to renovate that space for our headquarters and our distribution center. And unfortunately, in June, that building caught fire and burned to the ground. So right now we're kind of in the midst of the cleanup of the demo work to, kind of get this area right behind the winery back into decent shape there. So we've, since that happened, we've since moved to another distribution center location. But we're going to, one of these days, we're going to essentially locate back to downtown Mount Airy. But that's definitely where our heart and souls are.
Well, I was, by accident, actually saw a television show about the rebirth of Mount Airy. And tell us some of the things that are actually happening in that town that's revitalizing it so.
Oh, it's a great community. I'm very thankful to live in Mount Airy and raise our family here. In our downtown environment, it's a thriving environment with lots of restaurants and, you know, good nightlife scene and shops and, you know, lots of different things from some regional museum there. And also Andy Griffith is from Mount Airy, so he a little bit of Mayberry nostalgia stuff here too. So it's just a great community, you know. Great community to raise a family in.
That's right. For many of our listeners, of course, Ben, you know how many new people are moving into the Carolinas every day. And for those who do not know, Mount Airy, the town, fictional town Mayberry, was based on Andy Griffith's hometown of Mount Airy. So I'm sure there's plenty of nostalgia in that regard as far as Andy Griffith goes and Don Knotts and that whole cast of characters there on the Andy Griffith Show. But Ben, when a fire comes about and a business has to change gears somewhere in there, it's appropriate just to go on a fishing trip. And I do know that that's part of the story that you're going to be telling at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's Thursday, January 31st. Everyone's invited from 6 to 8 to come hear a neighbor's adventure. Ben Webb will be telling part of this story, which was a fishing trip that you had the opportunity to go on with the renowned outdoorsman Flip Pallett. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely a highlight there. You know, we took our boat down from the Carolinas to Florida and met up with Flip in the afternoon and left out. Because of a weather front, we decided we were going to leave that night. And so we cleared the inlet about 1 o'clock in the morning and you made it over to the Bahamas. Watching the sun come up over the Bahama banks was just a surreal experience. So it was a heck of a trip. We won't get into too much detail right now, but we'll talk about it then. But I mean, it was just an amazing trip. And you know, he followed us behind our boat on a 17-foot skiff. So it was an honor to pave the way and knock down the waves so Flip could cruise his 17-foot Hell's Bay over to the Bahamas there. So it was an experience, to say the least.
Well, and Flip had an ESPN television show, Chronicles from Walker's Cay. So this was a part of Flip getting to go back and kind of say goodbye. How was the fishing? I have two questions in regards to that. How was the fishing on the trip? And the other thing is, Flip, as an old fishing guide, did he go into guide mode and try to show you where all the fish may be?
I think he's a natural guide. I mean, I don't know that he ever comes out of guide mode. Flip is just such an amazing character to talk to, and he's full of wisdom and just outdoor knowledge. I mean, that's an expert in that world. And so, I mean, I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to spend the time with him on the water and to talk about things and to hear his views and philosophies on why things are the way they are and the habitat. It's so much more than just going fishing. It's the habitat that the fish live in, and you're recreating the natural, to catch them, the natural bait that's there. So it's, I mean, there's so much wisdom that we have to learn from, you know, a legend like Flip.
Well, and we can learn a little bit from Ben Webb and all that you've got going on. I think, Don, I think he just listed out about six things that are going on in the Old North State Winery, Vineyard, Fish Hippie, and Fishing World, period. So there's going to be a whole lot jam-packed into his story over at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's.
Now, you know, years ago I used to do a lot of trout fishing in the Mount Airy area, and one of the highlights of the trip was always to stop at Aunt B's Barbecue. Is it still in business?
Aunt B's is still there. Delicious barbecue.
Well, it was always a place that made me feel good because I was probably the smallest guy in there. And they had great barbecue, I tell you. And I have a lot of fond memories of after a day of trout fishing going to Aunt B's Barbecue. So I guess I need to get back up there if they're still holding out in business.
Yeah, come on back up. You know, within the city limits of Mount Airy, there's 9 miles of stock trout streams.
I know.
That's a fun fact for you for the day.
See there?
There you go.
That's one more reason to be there. Ben, we'll let you go. We know that you're working hard on getting everything back in order there in downtown Mount Airy. Maybe we can come out there and visit you too. The Old North State Winery. Do you have a restaurant or taste testing or those sorts of things available to people who want to come out and check the winery?
Absolutely. Our restaurant is a world class restaurant. It's all your local foods, and we really promote our farm to table style stuff. We're not a traditional winery. We also have lots of other wines from all over the world. We have a sommelier that works on our team. We have our chef's table, which is a 7 to 8 course small portion meal of food all grown locally and seafood from the Carolinas, and then paired with wines from all over the world, not just our wines. We also have a big draft beer selection, and craft beers are there, and as well as craft cocktails. So, we're really not a traditional winery. There's so much more to offer with us. And we're open 7 days a week, and we're open all the time, every day.
All right, Bill Barty, next week we're going to be broadcasting live
from
Mount Airy.
Come on,
TJ.
We'd love to host you.
We got the website here, oldnorthstatewinery.com. Of course, Fish Hippie, a whole other brand there, and we have it over at Jesse Brown's, the local upstairs outdoor store. We invite everybody to check both of those out. But most especially, come hear Ben's story, Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's, Thursday, January 31st, 6 p.m. Ben, thanks so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.